Wells Fargo, a big bank in the U.S., fired some employees for pretending to work by faking keyboard activity. It's not clear how they found out about it or if it had to do with people working from home. The bank said they fired or accepted the resignations of employees who were accused of pretending to work by faking keyboard activity. New rules say that brokers who work from home have to be checked every 3 years. A spokesperson for Wells Fargo said the company is committed to high ethical standards and won't tolerate unethical behavior. In 2022, Wells Fargo started a new way of working where employees can work from home part-time. Since more people have been working from home because of COVID-19, many companies have been using tools to keep track of how much work their employees are doing. These tools can watch what keys are being pressed, where people are looking, take pictures of the screen, and keep a record of what websites are being visited. But there are also ways to get around this surveillance, like using mouse jigglers, that make it look like someone is using the computer. These devices are easy to find and have been selling a lot on websites like Amazon. According to Bloomberg, more than a dozen people were affected by what Wells Fargo did. They reported this to the U.S. Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. The BBC confirmed that 6 employees were fired and 1 quit after being accused of pretending to work. Many of these employees had worked for Wells Fargo for less than 5 years. Even though working from home has been popular during the pandemic, people are doing it less now. Research done by professors at ITAM Business School, Stanford, and the University of Chicago shows that in the U.S., less than 27% of paid days last month were work-from-home days. In 2020, during the worst part of the pandemic, it was over 60%. It's important to know that about 13% of full-time employees in the U.S. were fully remote, and another 26% had a mix of working from home and going to the office this spring, according to the researchers. Many companies, especially in finance, want their employees to come back to the office. Some employers use software to watch what their employees are doing, including taking pictures of the screen, to make sure they're working and being responsible when they're working from home.